Hey everyone, I'm back. It's Frank with Iron Age. I had to make costume change. I had to go to the store and get the car back. So what were we talking about? Oh yeah. Armed insurrection, peasant land seizure, the toppling of the mighty monolith of government in the United States of America. Yeah. Rock and roll, right? So you've heard the side question, since we've been talking about all that other stuff before, is this new interest amongst people in killing people for political purposes in the U.S. through the process of rioting and social whatever. The leveling of the playing field, as they would say, and why it's okay to commit violence at the level it's been committed because it serves some kind of sad political end. This should be pretty quick. There is no reason under the current, stress current, political system of the United States to resort to violence or violent upheaval. There is a thing called a vote, go vote. And that's all you have to do. If you feel that that's how you want to resolve all your problems is through violence, then you probably should have gone to a doctor or had your ass kicked long ago, depending on what the situation is. I have a feeling that there's been a lot of background pushing of this idea, and there has been a slow desensitizing to the various factions as to the level of violence that should be used and how to get people to get into it. I think I mentioned before that usually you don't just go out killing on day one. Usually they will build you into it. Since we don't have a system where they're being, we'll say indoctrinated because it sounds hip and whatever, indoctrinated in the way that the U.S. Armed Forces would indoctrinate you into the fact that you will probably have to take somebody's life in a combat situation, they've had to do it in other ways. Start with throwing rocks, start with throwing tear gas, you start with throwing firebombs, you start shooting lasers into policemen's eyes, you start throwing stuff directly at the cops. You hit cops in the back of the head with bats. You shoot them from the back of vans when they're not paying attention. That's how you get your level. And it'll eventually escalate to bombings because everybody finally is understanding this is some kind of knockoff Red Army faction weather underground thing. The only way that that can be dealt with is through violence. So where are you going to stand? Unfortunately, I was in a store that sells firearms. Not that I was unfortunate, but unfortunately, I had to hear a conversation amongst two people there. This happened a while ago, and I didn't think anything of it at the time, but in the last few months, I think more and more about it. I'm in Florida. Florida has some type of self-defense law. I don't know. Somebody go out there and tell me what our laws are about burglarizing the house and what you can do for deadly force. Okay. I don't know what it is. All I can tell this fellow was, and he was purchasing some super high end Navy SEAL approved, blah, 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 combat grade pistol. And he said, and this is a true story. And if anybody had been in the store and seen me, they know what I'm talking about. He said, well, when I shoot somebody in the house, how long do you think it's going to be before the police give me the gun back? And I wanted to walk over. I wasn't going to kill a guy's sale because, you know, these guys are on commission and it's hard to get jobs around here all the time. And say, man, the least problem you're going to have, right, is getting that gun back after you kill somebody. You know, I'd worry about it. Ton more things than getting that gun back. And that's on a good day, right? Now, figure a bunch of idiots are running around doing things what they're doing, knowing full well that in some parts of the country, they have the tacit approval of the people that run the PD. You don't have to have the tacit approval of the police department anymore. That's a big joke. The police are an angry dog that's on a leash. The people who control them control what goes on. They either pull them out of the situation or they put them into the situation. The police have allowed themselves through a number of issues, among which is their unions in a lot of places. And I'm not even going to go into what my theory is on some of that stuff. You know, they were allowed to power trip in certain places, and they've been the dog of one party mostly for the last 40 years. First under the suppression of theoretical suppression of minorities, and now under the rule of villain. You know, you wanted the people down, I put them down. Now you want them to put me in, oh, wait a minute, there's some problems there. Anyone who is thinking about a career in law enforcement right now, don't do it. It's not worth it. Don't do it. If you're already in it, get an early retirement. Go out back, have somebody break your thumb, get a disability, go out on 50% pay. Okay? It's a bad day to be in the uniform. People that are sucking up to you half the time are not really appreciative of what you do. They just don't want to do dirty work themselves and keep people out of their yard. You're a trash man anymore. You know, it's like being in the occupation force in any of these poor guys that were in Afghanistan or Iraq that are regular soldiers. You're a trash man, you know? And I mean that unfortunately, because I know a lot of people that were, not a lot, I would be lying to say that. I know a number of people who have been injured or killed in our wars overseas, and they didn't deserve the treatment that they got. So there you go. Or to belittle what it is that they thought they were. So that's that. Now, anyway, back to the important thing, which is the joy and wonder that you think you're going to get from shooting somebody in this little party that we're involved in, which is an extension of sad drama, live action role playing, and God knows what, some type of psychodrama all at once. Are you killing your gods? Are you getting even with your stepfather who had boundary issues? Are you getting even about what? Who knows? You're getting even, you think. But, you know, we're talking about murder in here. You're not talking about, let's blur that fine line between institutionalized murder, which would be a wartime situation, and the guy who shot some people in a liquor store, or the one who takes some poor innocent and outside and does horrible things. Basically, you're looking forward to it. So that makes it premeditated. Okay, you're premeditating a situation where you hope you can murder someone. That's what you think is going to be the answer, because you're going to break the will of the other team by doing so. Okay? Great. Hey, that's your first move. Fine. We have a thing called 10-20 life here, and you get the chair. Okay? So basically, we know now everybody who's thinking along those lines, in my state at least, it's a premeditated situation of using a firearm. And you can look up 10-20 life yourself and see how it works. And if you shoot a police officer, you shoot a mailman. You know, that's, people don't realize they're federal agents. You know, pretty much. You beat up the mailman, the FBI arrests you. It's not usually the sheriff's office. So you get this feel out of your mind about how great this is going to be to start, you know, pulling that trigger. It's going to change your world. And it is. It's going to change your world forever, because this is not a battlefield in the United States. It's not battlefield U.S. This is not Venezuela. You know, this is not the congressional something, something Democratic Republic of whoever stand. You know, this is a sovereign nation that is not in a crisis, a real crisis. It's in an existential crisis. It's in a manufactured crisis. It's being done to pit people against people for not even political gain, but probably economic, you know, eco-political gain, or political economic gain, I would say. The thing that I've concerned for is the gutless pieces of shit that are going to go around shooting some old lady, some old security guard, whoever, because that's as good as it's going to get in your life. If you realize that the best thing that you can do in your life is to kill somebody, you really ought to go out and get a mirror and stare at it long and hard, because that's not what the best thing in life is going to be. Granted, we glorify that violence shit all the time on television with all these shows about everybody, and everyone resolves everything by shooting everybody. oh, it's a convenient thing for theater because it finalizes things. You know, that is the final answer. Unless you're in an area where, you know, vendetta or vengeance or whatever you want to call it, like Albania. That's always a good choice. See what a vendetta does for you in Albania. You got generations and generations of people that can't leave their house because they're going to be murdered by their neighbor because somebody killed somebody 50, 60, 80 years ago. Okay? That happens in a lot of these countries. But we're not in those countries. You're in the United States. And your fake Russian revolution dreams or Cuban dreams or whatever revolution you think you're involved in, you know, no one's going to drag the president of the United States to a scaffold, cut his hair off and knit the hair into a vest or something. That's not going to happen. What you feel will happen will not occur. Even with the people that you're working for, it will not occur because then it could swing back and get them. In the meantime, you have kind of damned yourself psychologically when you realize that I killed a bunch of innocent people. Now, if it's somebody on the other side and you're like, you know, rival gangs, let's say, because you're with one ideology and the other one's with another ideology, you'll feel a little bit better, but you're still going to be a shitbag, you know, because ultimately you are both misled. Both parties or somebody has misled you. People that are worried about defending their homes, on the other hand, you're seeing examples where people who have defended their own homes are being prosecuted. And they're like, yeah, but they'll get off. The whole point of prosecution is to break you financially and probably spiritually. They know they shouldn't do it, but they do it anyway. The prosecutorial system in the United States is kind of bullshit in a lot of ways. Our criminal court system is ridiculous at best. You know, when they go with these giant, you know, I want to give you 80 years, but I'll take 5. I did a plea deal to get me down to 5. And they said, well, he must have been guilty. He's like, no, because he didn't want to do 80 years. He took 5 because he knew he was innocent, but he knew that the jury was probably made up of a bunch of people who weren't interested in the case, who may be racist or biased or whatever because they were forced to come down there during the week, and he could do 80 years. Okay, so let's get that one out of the room. That's what you're going to be looking at. Those of you who are watching any of these YouTube or whatever channel this is on, telling you about stand your ground and this, that, and the other thing, the best way to stand your ground is not have to pull a trigger. You don't even want to point the damn thing at somebody. You don't want anybody to know you have a gun. The best way to do it, because it's brand, they have brandishing, they have menacing, there's all these other terms. All you jailhouse lawyers can go look them up. Anything where the gun's around, there is a law to try to stop it, okay? Look what they're doing with the Second Amendment. Imagine what they've done at the state level that you're unaware of, okay? So do yourself a favor. If it's going to be as if it's life or death, if somebody's in the window, if they're inside the door, you know, have at it, however, and worry about it then. If they are outside, tell them to shoot. Say, I called the PP, you know, they're going to be on the way down. And if they laugh it off, they come in the yard, that's fine. You got, you know, at some point you're going to realize what you have to do. This need to have these, you know, I'm not going to say one gun versus another gun, but you point guns at people in general, it's usually they get the point. You don't have to have some military grade freaking thing. Yeah, it's nice, but, you know, ultimately, look at the distances that you have to cover. Look what that kid just had who shot the 3 people with the black rifle a while ago. It's not made to be, it's not that close of a range weapon. All you generals on there or whoever you are, Stolen Valor guys, tell me, you know, you want that thing within. Most of people around here, from the street to your front door is a length of a car, maybe more, maybe length of a pickup truck. And, you know, you better be good with your shot placement because you got 10 seconds, you know, not even 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Shouldn't be outside anyway. Should be inside. Should be behind a door. Should be behind a window, whatever. Granted, we don't have these choices. don't put yourself in a position where you'd have to, if you have a concealed carry, don't put yourself in a position where you have to use it. You know, that's what we call situational awareness. I believe that's what we call it. Be aware of the situation. You see these people, you know, there's a riot in the city and they're out riding their car around. It's like car gets beat up in riot. Well, was it on the news? Well, why aren't you listening to the news? You see this, half the city's on fire. You shouldn't be going through it. You know, or somebody who wants to get into, somebody wants to mix it up. You know, that's the thing. Running around with rifles out is a bad idea. I don't care what you, what, whose flag you're flying. Running around the streets of America with a rifle out is not going to be the answer. We did that once. It was enough. Actually, we did it twice. It was enough. I haven't done it since Lincoln. Okay. And even then, I don't think he allowed a whole hell of a lot of guys to run through the streets of New York with guns, unless they were wearing a uniform. So take my advice. Don't get into this habit. Don't think that this is going to be a good idea. Do not condone it in your neighborhood. And, you know, just be aware of what's happening around you. Situationally aware, as they would say, I guess. I don't want to use some kind of terminology because I'm far from whatever. It's paramilitary or whatever these guys are doing. Don't have any beard today. No beard, no hat. No hat, no beard, no trouble. And just go from there. Live your fucking life, people. What are you doing? Live your life. If you have a family, instruct your family. If you have a wife or husband, develop a deeper bond. Go read a book. You know, go cut your grass. They're like, oh, if I cut my grass and the president's doing what he's doing, you have no say over it. If you start to believe that you can just start assassinating people or militarily threatening people, then you're the problem. You are the problem. You're doing everything you said that the other guy wants you to is going to do. Right? There's no tanks in the street. Have you ever been to a place where the army actually is set up in the street? I have. I'm sure a number of people watching this have been in those places. Is that the sign of a government that has a grip on its people? Absolutely not. It means they don't have a grip on its people. You know, the reason half of you are still alive that are protesting is because the government in general has foundations that go as deep as it does. If this was it is touch and go in a lot of ways, but if this was anything like some of these banana republics, they would have mowed you all down in the street. You know, the price of a bullet versus your silence is whatever, priceless. You know, look at these old video, old footage, grainy footage. There used to be one in the 30s. They set up a Maxim gun or something on the roof and were shooting protesters in a European city. And all the footage is them trying to run away because they were using machine guns on people in the streets. That's how things are done in places that don't have a civil society and don't have a legal system and don't have rule of law. If that's what you want, then you're definitely the problem. And I don't care if you're wearing an American flag or a red or black flag or whatever. If you see these people, do not be their friends. Do not aid and abet. Because in the long run, you're causing your own misfortune. You can disassociate yourself with them. That's fine. But, you know, do that. Be safe. Live to your whatever age you want to live to. If you want to kill yourself, I don't care. But don't take everybody else with you. So take a couple moments to think about that. Talk to you later.